From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A South Korean official said today Seoul and the United States are discussing other U.S. strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response for North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Korea expert Troy Sangarone spoke with VOA about the U.S. flyover.
I think this is an appropriate response. What we've done is we've essentially taken and demonstrated to North Korea that we do remain committed to the defense of both South Korea and Japan, and that we have the means with which to take and defend them should North Korea decide to utilize its growing nuclear program for an attempt to take and either cause provocations on the peninsula or some other type of disruption to either South Korea or Japan.
Sunday's U.S. bomber flight came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as a self-defense against the United States. Pakistan today hosting a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S. and Chinese officials. They hope to set the stage for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says he's optimistic about the four-nation effort. Meantime, Taliban officials have not clearly stated the group is ready to come to the table for talks. Zambia's ruling Patriotic Front Party has warned its members that it is the prerogative of incumbent President Edgar Lungu to choose his vice presidential running mate before the August 11th presidential and legislative elections. Some of the aspiring candidates have threatened to quit the party if they're not chosen, Patriotic Front warning members not to engage in such acts that would divide the party. This is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Tehran on Sunday, describing the discussions as useful ahead of peace talks later this month. De Mistura said Iran had assured him that its diplomatic row with rival Saudi Arabia would not affect the Syrian peace talks. Indiana University scholar Abdulkader Sino says the talks are on track, but likely won't be successful.
Because the opposition is incredibly fragmented in Syria, and there are many spoilers, and the regime itself would rather gain time because time is working in its favor right now.
Peace talks began on January the 25th. In an opinion article in today's New York Times newspaper, Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif says Saudi Arabia has to choose between supporting extremists and promoting sectarian hatred or being a constructive player in promoting stability in the Middle East. He criticizes Saudi opposition to a number of issues in the Middle East, including the nuclear deal Iran struck with world powers. The past year has brought an increase in tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia, two regional powers that stand on opposite sides of the conflicts in Syria and Yemen. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the missile attack Sunday in northern Yemen that killed at least four people at a hospital supported by the aid group Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF. Teresa San Cristobal is with MSF.
For this hospital, this concrete hospital, is the third time that this attack. For MSF, is the third time that we are attacked in general as a medical facility. I would like to reiterate that we are not the only hospitals that they have been hit.
MSF says an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition destroyed one of its hospitals in October, while in December another Saudi-led airstrike struck a health center in Taiz and wounded nine people. Tuesday, President Obama delivers the final State of the Union address of his presidency. No one knows exactly what he plans to discuss, but many observers believe he'll devote a lot of attention to the various crises in the Middle East, including what to do about the Islamic State. Observers also believe the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal will be part of his speech. VOA will cover the address. You can get updates at voanews.com. The official Twitter account for singer David Bowie reports today Bowie has died after an 18-month battle with cancer. The tweet said Bowie died peacefully, surrounded by his family. The British music rock legend had turned 69 on Friday, which coincided with the release of his latest album.
That's the latest world news from VOA.